Great Western Railway are consulting on proposals to move ticket office staff into other areas of the station where they can help more customers, as transactions from ticket offices drop below 15%. Train companies have listened to feedback and have extended the time available to respond to consultation by an extra 5.5 weeks to give as many people a chance to take part. Passengers now have until Friday the 1st of September 2023 to have their say. Input from passengers and independent watchdogs will help shape final proposals so that all passengers are supported as the railway responds to generational shifts in passenger buying habits. The consultations are happening as part of an industry-wide set of proposals that would mean ticket office staff would work on station platforms and concourses where they can be closer to customers. Subject to consultation, ticket offices could be phased out over a number of years. Ticket office staff would be freed up to work in other areas of the station where they are closer to customers and better placed to help, in line with models already in place at some Great Western Railway stations such as Newbury or Reading Green Park. Our passenger assist programme, which helps disabled and mobility impaired customers navigate stations and board trains, will not be affected by the changes. The proposals are designed to increase staff trained and available to help customers at stations across the network, including those with additional accessibility needs. What will happen to ticket offices? Subject to consultation, ticket office staff would transition to multi-skilled roles, similar to those already in place at GWR since 2007. This would allow staff to help more customers with a wider range of issues, including helping them to buy tickets wherever they are on the station. This will, however, mean changes to how our station teams are organised, and some ticket offices will close as the new roles are introduced. GWR is consulting with the public on an individual station-by-station basis. This includes publication of equality impact assessments for each proposal and is independently run by industry watchdogs Transport Focus and London Travel Watch. Why is this happening? Digital tickets have made it easier and faster for customers to buy and manage tickets online, which means fewer people than ever are using ticket offices. The approach would help bring station retailing up to date from 1996, when the rules on how to sell tickets were set, and before the invention of the smartphone. Back then, 82% of all tickets were sold at ticket offices nationally, compared to less than 15% on average today. Bringing staff out from offices would allow the railway to respond to the generational shift in customer behaviour, in common with many other industries and organisations that have long since done so, such as Transport for London, most airlines, and many banks and supermarkets. How can I comment? If you would like to comment on these proposals, contact Transport Focus, the independent transport user watchdog, or for stations in London, London Travel Watch, by Friday the 1st of September 2023. For more information, please visit www.transportfocus.org.uk/ticket offices and www.londontravelwatch.org.uk/great-western-railway-ticket-office-consultation. Here are some answers to frequently asked questions. What benefits will customers see from these changes? A key benefit of these changes is that they greatly improve our ability to make staff available at the right place and time to help customers face to face, rather than being restricted to just selling tickets from behind a glass window. Our plans would move staff to a new role based on the principles of the station multi-skilled role in place at GWR since 2007. This would allow staff to help more customers with a wider range of issues, including helping them to buy tickets wherever they are on the station. The changes also ensure a more visible staff presence around the station during staffed hours, on ticket concourses, and on platforms where staff can also help to deter antisocial behaviour. Will all ticket offices close as a result of this proposal? Our main focus is moving underused staff from ticket offices to other places on the station where they can be closer to customers and better able to help. As these changes take place across our network, we expect some ticket offices to eventually close. 2/3, 60% of GWR stations don't have staff or a ticket office, with 48% of stations staffed on a part-time basis. No final decisions about any individual ticket offices can be taken until the completion of public consultation. The consultations will be coordinated by Transport Focus and London Travel Watch. How would I continue to buy my ticket at the station? In line with current trends, we expect customers will continue to switch to buying tickets digitally, through apps or online, and will use contactless or smart cards where they are available. However, we remain committed to maintaining appropriate facilities to allow customers to buy tickets in person at the station. Staff will be trained to help you buy tickets at the station from self-service machines or through your phone. If needed, customers can buy their ticket on board the train or at their destination station. At GWR, 86% of ticket office transactions already take place outside the ticket office. An estimated 99% of all transactions made at ticket offices nationally last year can be made at self-service machines or online. Those arrangements will remain for customers who prefer to buy tickets in person. Will you be changing station opening times as a result of these changes? No. No station is closing, and station operating times remain unaffected by these proposals. Train services would be unaffected by the changes. Cutting ticket offices makes it harder for passengers to get the cheapest and most appropriate tickets and restricts the advice they can access at the ticket office. Our commitment to providing the right ticket at the right price has not changed. New multi-skilled roles would mean more colleagues would be trained and able to give the best possible advice elsewhere on the station, where they would be closer to customers. At GWR, 86% of customer transactions already happen outside a ticket office. What happens if the self-service ticket machine is out of service and there is no staff member to help? 2/3 of GWR stations already operate without staff, and well-established arrangements allow customers to travel if things go wrong, including allowing customers to buy tickets on board their trains or when they reach their destination. How are you ensuring that the needs of vulnerable people and those with accessibility needs are protected? Our Passenger Assist Programme, which helps disabled and mobility impaired customers navigate stations and board trains, will not be affected by the changes. Train operators will carry out a full equality impact assessment for each individual station, which will be shared with the Department for Transport as part of the public consultation process. We encourage customers with specific concerns to raise them as part of the consultation process. I have dyslexia, cognitive impairment, a disability, and can't use a self-service ticket machine. Will I still be able to get help buying tickets at my station? There will be more staff with more training on platforms and station concourses, helping passengers to plan journeys and use digital and self-service ticketing. 2/3 of GWR stations already operate without ticket offices, which means we have well-established arrangements that allow customers to travel without a ticket before buying onboard trains or at their destination station if there is no other option. Why are you forcing disabled and older people without internet access to travel for miles to renew a rail card? We're not. The disabled person's rail card, the 16 to 17-year-old saver, the 26 to 30-year-old rail card, and veterans rail card are available online, with some also available to buy via post or phone. These have proved a practical, convenient, and efficient way for customers to buy and renew without making unnecessary journeys to renew in person. The proposed changes will mean the 16 to 25-year-old rail card, the senior rail card, the two together rail card, the family and friends rail card, and the network rail card can be accessed in the same way. Will I still be able to pay in cash? Cash will continue to be accepted across the network at self-service ticket machines, on board, and where ticket office facilities operate at busy stations and interchanges.